Order.
Parliament resumes at 2 on Tuesday, returning from a week's adjournment. Beginning with question time, the House will pick up from the point when the government interrupted the budget debate to impose urgency before the dinner break on Thursday, May the 16th. Urgency continued through till just after 7 on Saturday evening, as the opposition mounted a filibuster against the three bills that the government wanted to put through all their stages without going to a select committee. The first, the New Zealand Public Health and Disability Amendment Bill No. 2, restricting the number of claimants eligible for paid care of disabled family members to 1,600, and shutting down the right of other claimants to judicial review, took most of Friday to grind through all its stages in the chamber. Resuming at 9 on Saturday morning, the House then dealt with the Crown Minerals Amendment Act 2013 Amendment Bill, amending an act passed just weeks prior, and the Customs and Excise Amendment Bill, adding 9 cents to the price of a litre of petrol over the next 3 years. It was the second time the House has sat through Saturday under urgency under a John Key National-led government. The last time was in December 2010. Looking ahead now, the House will resume the budget debate, which can be expected to run through next week and into the one after in the Chamber, while the committee rooms will be busy with post-budget business, as Rhys Lyon explains.
Following the delivery of the budget, financial allocations or votes for government departments and agencies are sent to the Finance and Expenditure Committee. That committee then allocates particular votes to the relevant select committee. For example, next week the Education and Science Committee will look at the budgetary allocation for education and also for science and innovation. When considering the financial allocations, a select committee will normally call on the relevant minister and departmental bosses to appear in person to discuss the funding. It's a chance for MPs to scrutinise how, where and why taxpayer money is being spent. In the week ahead, several committees will be getting the process underway. Along with the votes being looked at by the Education and Science Committee, the Justice and Electoral Committee will look at allocations for the Ministry of Justice as well as courts. The Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee will look at allocations for the Defence Ministry and MFAT, while the Government Administration Committee will look at votes ranging from culture and heritage to Pacific Affairs. Once committees have looked at the votes, they'll report back to the House on whether the appropriations contained in them should be accepted. Meanwhile, in the Chamber this coming week, Leader of the House Jerry Brownlee will intend to progress debate on budget legislation. The debate on the second reading of the Appropriation 2013-14 Estimates Bill, also known as the budget debate, still has just over 12 hours remaining.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.